This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. I'm a big fan of the costume dramas of the kind PBS regularly offers. Even if the show is really mostly soap opera, something about the grand costumes and 18th century manners lend it immediate legitimacy. I never actually longed to live in these bygone eras of the 18th and 19th centuries. No, the right to vote, antibiotics, and indoor plumbing far outweigh any romance previous centuries might offer. I do, however, regret the loss of some of the elegant practices of those eras. I certainly don't wish to change clothes four times a day as well-heeled Edwardians did. I do, however, wish modern Americans would change their clothes for something. Today, there doesn't seem to be much difference between what people wear to church or a backyard barbecue. People dress so casually for the theater, they appear to have stumbled in on their way to get the car washed. Too many men don't even remove their ball caps indoors. And I know Oklahoma summers are hot, but somehow our ancestors managed to weather it without the benefit of air conditioning or short shorts. And this casualization has occurred so quickly. Our grandmothers would have been appalled if their blouses exposed their undergarments. Our grandfathers wouldn't have dreamed of wearing an undershirt by itself in public, let alone allowing their boxers to be visible. In just one or two short generations, we have become ingrained with the belief that our comfort is the most important factor in dressing. Well, I beg to differ. I'm not advocating for a comeback of the corset or, heck, even pantyhose. But can I at least appeal to my fellow Oklahomans to stop wearing their pajamas in public? Can we all concede that others really don't want to see your underwear or all of your bare skin, at least while we're eating? Perhaps I'm overreacting, but I think this modern belief that one's comfort is paramount belies an inconsideration and even disrespect for others. At the theater or symphony, the performers have rehearsed long and hard for this production. I believe I pay them respect by dressing appropriately for that performance. Your religious leader has probably stayed up late preparing for service. Maybe we could show him or her respect by taking 10 extra minutes to dress neatly for service. The chef and wait staff at a restaurant are all working hard to provide you with a special meal. And unless the restaurant is actually on a beach, maybe don't dress like you just came in from one. Furthermore, we would be doing our children a favor to teach them that one dresses differently for a funeral than a nightclub, for a job interview than a ball game, for bed than, well, anywhere else. Maybe I sound old-fashioned and prudish. Maybe the ship called USS Slob has already sailed and there's no turning back. But how much more casual can we get? Where will we draw the line? Hopefully somewhere before people start wearing bathrobes to the ballet. I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans, babe. This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. And honey.